It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Marcy Silman. The local machinist union is voting on Boeing's latest contract offer today. The voting hall opened at 5 this morning. Joshua McNichols is at the Everett Union Hall. Joins me now. Hi, Joshua.
Hey, Marcy. How are you?
Good. What's happening there?
Well, there's a huge line snaking around the parking lot. Every couple of minutes, a new dozen or so Boeing employees walk over from the plant across the street and join this line, which is 2.5 hours long. They're all making their way through this tiny desk where the union is checking their cards to see if they're in good standing. And there are people with bullhorns. There's a guy in a Captain America suit that says, "Just say no." There's a truck painted with a slogan on it that says, "Save our pensions." And all these people in line are being peppered with this constant message of just say no to Boeing.
So what are the machinists who are voting actually telling you? Are they all voting no?
Well, many of them are talking about standing in solidarity with the union. And that is clearly the most vocal group here in this line. But there are a few, many of them will not give their names, who say, "You know what, I want to save my jobs." But most of those people don't really like to talk because there's so much of this sort of vocal solidarity talk happening in line.
Well, fascinating. Joshua McNichols is reporting for KUOW from the Everett Union Hall. Thanks for giving us an update.
No problem, Marcy.
And at the heart of the Boeing vote today is, of course, the issue of pensions. Currently, machinists get traditional defined benefit pensions, but Boeing wants to move machinists to 401k-style savings plans. So we're wondering, what sort of benefits do Boeing executives get? And joining us with more on that and the future of labor nationally more generally after this big vote today is Stephen Greenhouse. He's labor reporter for the New York Times. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, nice to be here.
So you've been looking into this. What do Boeing executives get when it comes to pensions?
Well, you know, Jim McNerney, Boeing's, much respected, but by the union, much criticized CEO, stands to enjoy an excellent pension when he leaves Boeing. He's due to receive a pension, an annual pension of about over $3 million a year for 15 years or so. And if you total up the value of his pension, it's over $45 million, $47 million. And, some people in the union are saying, there's something, wrong here that while Boeing's CEO stands, is guaranteed this great pension, Boeing at the same time is telling, its 31,000 machinists in the Northwest, we want to freeze your pension because we can't afford it, and we want to move you to a 401k instead. And in today's vote, I think clearly the number one issue is the resistance of many of the Boeing workers to having their pension frozen. Across corporate America, many, many companies are trying to freeze or eliminate pensions because they are often much more costly than 401ks.
How much does it cost a company like Boeing to service these pensions?
Well, so Boeing has 31,000 employees. It may cost them at least $10,000 per employee, per year for a pension. And I think that would mean we're talking $300 million or so, if my math is correct. The difference is Boeing can say, we're going to put in X percentage of salary each year into your 401k. It's going to start at 14% and go down to 8% of salary after a few years. And I think many, many American workers would love to have a 401k match of 14%. So that's quite good. If Boeing has, when the stock market did very poorly in 2008, 2009, a lot of companies, Boeing and other companies, fell way behind in the pension payments because, a lot of pension funds are invested in stocks. So when stocks drop, that means companies have to cough up often tens of millions, hundreds of millions, even billions of dollars more. And that's what Boeing and many other companies are trying to get out from under from. They want, predictable retirement plans. They want to know that all we have to pay is 8% a year, 14% a year, whatever it is, to the 401k.
Yeah. Stephen Greenhouse is labor reporter for the New York Times, and we're talking about the big machinists vote today on the 777X. And, of course, the local union, as we heard a minute ago, recommending that workers reject the contract. You've been following a little bit more the international union based back east, and they're, more worried that the 777X is going to move to another state. What's the heart of the disagreement?
I think the international union, the parent union in Washington, really fears that if the the machinists in Washington State vote down this contract extension, that Boeing is going to move to a kind of an anti-union right-to-work state like Utah or Alabama or South Carolina. And it figures that would really be bad because maybe more than 10,000 union jobs would leave Washington State and move to those other states. And I think the parent union feels, you know, it's okay to grant a few concessions because we could keep these good jobs long-term for a decade or two in Washington State. I think that the machinists and District Lodge 751 of the machinists in Washington State feel basically, oh, there's no way that Boeing is really going to leave Washington State, that there's too much experience, you know, too many experienced workers, too much expertise in Washington State, that it would make no sense whatsoever for Boeing to leave the state. So they say, why should we even grant, you know, these considerable concessions, because they feel that Boeing is going to stay in the state anyway. And I think the big difference between the parent union and the city of Washington, the parent union and the union leaders in Washington state, is they have a really different perspective on the likelihood of Boeing leaving Washington state. Hmm. The parent union thinks it's a very strong chance. The folks in Washington State feel it's very unlikely.
Stephen Greenhouse, labor reporter for the New York Times. I've got time for just one quick question, one more. You've tracked labor nationally. They've been in a downward spiral as a labor movement for the most part for decades. What do you think this standoff between Boeing and the machinists means for the future of the labor movement, you know, depending on how the vote turns out?
In ways, you know, what's going on shows, you know, Boeing feels that it could really push the union around somewhat by demanding these fairly significant concessions at a time that the company is making record profits, that it, you know, recently raised the pay of its CEO by 15-20%, and that its stock price is near record levels. So I think the fact that as prestigious and powerful a company as Boeing, you know, can demand these major concessions when it's doing so well is a sign that labor is weak. Now, you know, Local 751 might vote, District Lodge 751 might vote down the contract to show we're not weak, we're not going to be pushed around, and that would in many ways be a statement of strength. But then if Boeing were to turn around and say, okay, you know, you guys are showing how muscular you are, but we're moving, you know, we're going to move production of the 77X to Utah, Alabama, to another state, and you know, we're not going to take this guff anymore from you union guys. And I think that would be a real slap in the face to the union, and a sign that even when unions try to, you know, try to be strong, they could really be, you know, pushed around by companies.
Mm. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Sure. Nice to be here.
He's the labor reporter for the New York Times. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.